All right, we'll open the work session on case number PU-10-21. Oh, I suppose we need the internet on.
It's recording. We actually don't.
I think we usually broadcast work sessions.
So. Usually,
yeah. Yeah, and we'd want to in this one. Yes. There was public interest a fair bit.
No. All right, very good. Now we are broadcasting. Good afternoon. It's just after 1:30 p.m. on November 28th, 2011. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We have a work session scheduled for this afternoon. Case number PU-10-218, Link Pipeline LLC, Crude Oil Pipeline, Williams to Billings County Siting Application. For anyone who may be listening in or for our recorded record, this is Tony Clark.
Kevin Kramer, good afternoon.
Brian Culk, good afternoon.
Matt Sagsveen from the Attorney General's Office.
Patrick Fond, Commission staff.
Okay. With that, we have the case in front of us. I don't know if there are any preliminary comments or questions, Kevin. I guess it's in your portfolio.
Not a lot. My understanding is we will work off of the proposed order that counsel provided, and you may recall that at the time of the hearing on this, there were some outstanding, some late filed exhibits. They did arrive last week, like Wednesday, I think, or middle of last week. Anyway, so everything's in. But it was also a hearing that had some public interest based on its proximity to Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Although, I think all of the issues that were, as I recall, that were sticking points were addressed at the hearing. Other than perhaps one or two unresolved that will probably remain unresolved related to the rail facility, or proposed rail facility at Freiburg and its proximity to the park. But anyway, so I guess at this point we'll just maybe go through the order with Pat and Matt.
Maybe before we do that, if I may, we received exhibits, late file exhibits 10, 11, and 12, and I believe 10 is a interim report, and I believe when we left the hearing, your indication was they could be late filed. Is it up to the pre-construction hearing, the final?
Give your mic, Pat.
Or maybe we didn't say anything at the hearing, but the order indicates at the end that they have up until the pre-construction meeting to file the final exhibits. So we have 11 and 12 are
our
final, but 10 is...
Which one is 10?
10 is the Class 2 and Class 3 cultural resource inventory.
And so the SHPO letters that that were docketed after that kindly await for the final report to be filed. And so that was something that...
Right. We were expecting, I guess, a final report and a SHPO concurrence on a final report. And what they filed as Exhibit 10 is an interim, and then the letter from SHPO anticipates a final report as well.
So what are they waiting on, I guess, is the real question.
More areas
I just
blocked,
read the
just a matter of time
summary, and they say that 8.25 miles have not been inventoried due to lack of landowner permission or routing concerns. So there's a certain length that...
Wow.
This is a new...
They didn't come out during the...
I don't recall any sort of interim reports before.
With SHPO?
It is different.
Yeah, if I understand what you, I think, first of all, I mean, that's...
That didn't come out during the hearing.
No. Well, no, but this wasn't in yet. I mean, it seems to me as what they're asking is like some sort of a conditional order that's conditional upon, which obviously it would be. I mean, an environmental or a Class 3 cultural study is a requirement of any order, whether it's in before it or later. Right. I mean, they can't begin construction without it. Is that what's being perhaps suggested?
Well, the proposed order on paragraph number two in the order section of the proposed order speaks to the certificate of corridor compatibility being conditioned upon Bakken Link filing with the commission late file exhibits 10, 11, 12. But so technically, they haven't really complied with what you wanted with respect to Exhibit 10, because I believe you're looking for the final Class 3 survey as opposed to the interim. So Pat and I were kind of discussing what to do with that. 11 and 12 are okay.
Okay.
I think you could still operate with the fact that they haven't fulfilled the condition with respect to Exhibit 10. I don't know. What do you think, Pat? Or just not accept the interim order as being.
Well, because the other possibility would be that we cite everything but the 8 miles. That's all that's at
there's
issue.
A little bit more, perhaps. It says, and this sentence makes it probably a little bit more uncertain, but it says, archival research is still ongoing, and the site forms are still in preparation. And then once the site forms have been submitted and final site numbers assigned, a final report will be submitted. So while they talk about, a certain number of miles that haven't been studied yet, there may be other.
Are these on federal lands, by any chance? Or?
I can't tell. I'd have to probably read more here.
Well, what looks like to me is that what would end up happening in any case would be, it almost doesn't look like they've finalized the route. I mean, if there's route, refers to route problems or route issues, route challenges.
I mean, the thing that makes this more challenging than some where we've done conditional orders is usually when we condition an order, it's on some other expert agency that's making a determination and
Fish and Wildlife, EIS.
Fish and Wildlife or whoever, Corps of Engineers, whoever, where they're making an independent judgment. Whereas here there's not. I mean, SHPO, I guess, but there's not a. I mean, this is a baseline study, and we typically don't issue conditional orders on the underlying information that the commission would otherwise get to make our own decision.
Typically, once you have this before.
Sure.
The other thing that's just a little bit different, I guess, is that other agencies issue permits.
Yeah, and SHPO is just a letter.
SHPO is just kind of a letter. That they still file with us. But it's a little bit different from a permit because they can't start without a permit.
No.
Right, right.
Copy of it and filed with us.
Yeah.
Is there any way to look at the route and easily figure out where they're talking about?
I'd have to do some more reading of this interim report.
Because it's not the transmission line that at some point in time some court figures something out. They may just never go, so if the landowner says no, they're. Interesting scenario.
I guess while we're on the issue of permits, there also I don't believe that they've received the BLM permit to go under Lake Sakakawea yet.
Right.
Well, and that would be a must.
That's part of the requirement of the certificate.
Right. So that to me is more like a typical conditional.
Right. And we were talking about that. Maybe don't even have to. Included as a condition because in the certification to order provisions, they say that they will provide us with copies of the permits and before construction begins.
Yeah.
But we could put it in if we wanted to make sure they know that we noticed it. But
we can find
I'm open to at least discussing a SHPO concurrence as, while not exactly a permit. I mean, they're the expert, and we're we. But if that's all there would be, the SHPO acknowledged this interim report, correct?
Yes, they wrote a letter responding to that. Do you have it with you? I have it too. If you want to see it.
How long would it take to take the route and figure out exactly what we're talking about here? maybe go through today and get as much as we could in a work session and then figure out just exactly what spots we're talking about.
The SHPO letter has to be just insofar as the information that's provided, but it would leave gaps, right, of 8 miles or...
This would.
Right.
I mean, if you took it as it, as this interim report,
mm-hmm.
there would be a gap, at least one gap that I know of, and then there are some other paperwork that hasn't been completed yet, and potentially, I suppose, some conclusions that they would have to make recommendations on how to avoid a site.
It's a pretty good letter. Actually, it's pretty authoritative, more so than I thought it would be.
There's not many choices. If they find something, they got to go around it for the most part. It's not like something you could mitigate. So most of these cultural ones, they just end up going around them. So that if they find anything along the route, they're going to have to change it.
Right. And I mean, really, sometimes you take these a little bit more for granted, maybe. But that's pretty
clear.
It's pretty clear. It's very.
They laid their cards out.
They laid out. It's everything's to this point fine, but this other part. These things have to be met. It's not like...
Well, here's a clue to where we could find more about
that. They evidently know because it refers to Table 3.
Yep, Table 3.
Yeah. The 8.25 miles. Thing. So it's probably not hard to find.
But you wonder, I mean, they could be doing surveys right now. There's not snow out there, thank heavens.
Yeah, right. Assuming they must be, but.
And if they put this on hold until when? April, May? I mean, that's.
I would presume that they're. Working on it or haven't already finished it, but they're just writing it up. Although, I have no idea.
Well, here's Table 3. It has legal descriptions for the locations. Like, for example, Township 152, Range 96, Section 13 and 12, 1.5 miles. Then we have one Township 150, Range 96, Section 14, 0.5 mile.
Well, yeah, what's interesting to me about that letter is it would even, the way I read it, reinforce that we can't do much of anything right now, at least with respect to those portions of the line, because it even references the commission itself as, I mean, indicating that the results of, this will inform the commission as to what decision it should make, not.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you go back to the obvious. You said they can't get out and do it because the landowners won't let them on there, so the weather doesn't matter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think the major, well, other than talking about, you know, the testimony that we had from private individuals, that's our major concern on this one.
Is it a single track? Is it a single 8.25, contiguous 8.25 miles?
It doesn't look like it.
Okay.
Looks like it's broken up into 10 different locations. Maybe... And this one has two, maybe 11.
And depending where they're at in this route, there may only be one. There's some real tight spots if it's one of those.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is that the risk is really the companies. If we were to go along and do this, I mean, the chances of a reroute resulting from one of these more inconvenience to them than it is to me, I guess, but. I knew how close they were to wrapping it up.
I figured Molly would have emailed me already.
I know. Well, the other thing that I've heard from Molly is that, you know, well, they're not going to begin construction until next spring.
Right.
We heard that at the hearing.
Well, and on the one hand, we left the hearing under the presumption that we would probably, we could probably move forward with the order, but they would have up until the pre-construction meeting to file Exhibit 10. And if they didn't, then you'd have to postpone. No, the order, right. The order wouldn't be
right, and that's what I mean by really. There's really
fulfilled.
More risk on them than there is on us, you know. Provided we don't do something totally irresponsible, you know. So you're right. I mean, and the pre-construction meeting might be in March or April, right?
I would presume it would be mm-hmm. March, probably. Or just depends on when the construction, what the conditions.
I suspect some of what drives this, though, is that any time we do something, any approval we give, even if it's to 120 mm-hmm. of 128 miles, send some signals to whoever they're sending signals to, whether it's
the landowner,
capital markets landowner,
or the financiers.
A lot of times it's a federal agency, I suspect. I don't know if that's the case here, but it really doesn't carry any teeth except perhaps perception.
It would be nice if they could give us a projection that before the final construction conference, that's a projection, but you'd think it'd be somewhere between that date, that this will be done by January.
Yes, the final report.
Well, I mean,
or else the orders.
Because when I looked through the proposed order, they had a couple happy-to-glad changes, but other than this, there was nothing that I really saw that jumped out.
No, no, and we, you know, in the past we have issued orders for the vast majority of a line with a couple of, you know, left out over localized issues.
Well, this does seem to me to be different, though. Usually that's been
clearly
a contiguous track. I mean, one particular issue that you're dealing with in a line that needs time to be worked out. This seems more intermittent.
Spread out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it'd be difficult to write an order, let alone. Yeah.
I can confirm after I get back, I can look at these locations and confirm that they're spread out, not contiguous. And that would make a difference.
I think so. And then get as much information as you can from the company about what is your timetable, what are you thinking here. I don't know. There's a lot that we can do on our end until they do. At least my gut reaction today is we just got to wait. Burden's on them to produce it.
As I keep going back to the same thing, the map, show me what you're talking about exactly, and then we can figure something out.
We'll do that. Wonder if I can even put some X's on the map.
You might want to get a bigger map.
Yeah. Use some of these back.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if we had the time, we could go to the map and point them out, but you might have a set with you. But I'll bring something and show you, each of you, where those locations are.
Well, couldn't you ask the company to do that legwork for you? I mean, I don't think
it would be too tough.
I think it's put the, you got plenty of other stuff going on.
Yeah.
There might even be a map somewhere.
And you can trust and verify it, but maybe that'll spawn them to provide any updates if they have any.
Like all the pipeline orders, I mean, I like getting them done and getting them out. But this one's not being constructed till spring.
Yeah, I guess the downside of approving the order right now is that they could walk the route and go through SHPO and need to change the route. So then we would be back kind of to the point where, I guess my understanding was they had already walked these parcels, and they were just in the process of completing the report.
Sure.
But my recollection is not.
That's right. What I mean by, you know, we can issue, if we were to issue a conditional order and they don't meet the condition that, it's their loss. I mean, they're the ones that have to start over. As opposed to us.
Well, they would have to file an amended application, just right. Like, you know.
That's why, if like when Tony's talking about, I mean, if it's a contiguous 8.25 miles in the middle someplace, and we just cite everything but that, that's easier. And there's still some risk on their part, obviously, that they don't ever hit that 8.25 miles.
I just wonder if we get on this path, what's the threshold at which you determine, no, there's, you don't have enough information to cite this line, right? I mean, okay, we've got 10 different spots that total 8.25 miles of this line, which is what, not, it's over 10%.
Well, 128 miles.
Is it 120? I was thinking it was a little shorter than that.
It's not 123.8 miles.
All right, so not quite 10%.
But it's...
But...
Didn't we postpone this hearing because they didn't have the studies done?
I think so. Well, we postponed the original hearing.
We postponed the original hearing because they came to us and said they hadn't completed the studies yet. And
like
that they would
months.
Be done in time for the hearing.
Yeah. Well, that was that's right. That was our whole reason for pushing it back, is we didn't want to have to do two hearings.
They still didn't quite have it done.
Right. And I don't think we're interested in holding another hearing. No. I mean, this is it's something we asked for as part of the hearing, as a late-filed exhibit. It's just we haven't gotten the complete late-filed exhibit yet.
So we can go and check the legal descriptions of the parcels that haven't been walked yet, and then would we hold another work session to, once, if we're satisfied that we've got all the information that you'd be satisfied with?
Yeah, I don't know that a work session would be required if everything was clean and easy, and because, I mean, the order's fine, but for the one, these conditions, they'd be fixed. Unless you see some reason to. I mean, regarding the testimony, I really do think, as far as the National Park was concerned, those issues were addressed.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the advocacy group, their concerns are aimed, while we're a convenient place to come to a hearing, they really aren't about the pipeline.
It's exploration production.
The only thing that was somewhat, I suppose, open-ended to me was the Freiburg rail facility, which we don't have jurisdiction over anyway, and it's a competing rail facility, and that's not something I'm interested in getting in the middle of.
Yeah, I mean, the project itself I thought was great. I didn't have any concerns coming out of the hearing at all, other than the record just has to be completed.
Well, I would agree with almost all that. The only thing I don't know if we're going to go through the order, but when I went through all the detail about, it's this many miles and this many stations, and it's going to connect here and do all that. I didn't know if we want to put all that kind of stuff in an order.
It's got a lot of stuff in it.
And that, so peeling that back to what we normally would do, I think would be better for me. And then the need for the facility, I thought we should add some safety components in there, because we talked about a lot of the truck traffic, and I think that if we're talking about the need, I think there's a safety component. And then the only other thing I saw was that Bakalink will prepare an emergency response plan with the assistance of local authorities, first responders, as part of the pipeline commissioning activities. The way I understand that is they've got to submit a plan to PHMSA. PHMSA's got to come back and approve it. And so I'd want to see an approved PHMSA response plan somehow in that language.
You would want one filed here?
Well, that was my question, I guess, is that I'm looking at page 6, number 28. This crosses a major water body, lots of stuff going on. I think the response plan is big. And so I'm not sure if that language answers the question that I had about how that gets filed and making sure all the equipment is there. And that's an open-ended question there. Because usually we just have this language in there.
We don't always have this language in there even. This was additional added by Molly, I think.
Well, it's good, though, because it's something that we're looking for, or I'm looking for anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask an off-topic question? This is one that I should ask when Lana's in here. We oftentimes they'll testify to need of the facility in their facility siting app.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that I've also been told somewhere along the line that this is not a certificate of need process, and so need is not a criteria. At the same time, and that comes from some Supreme Court case that I don't remember right now. Maybe it's the Mandan line. Or, anyway, most of the good precedent seems to come from that one. And yet, the Siting Act requires us to sort of minimize adverse impacts and ensure for the proper planning of utility rollout. And so how do you do that without assessing need?
I don't know, Tony. I think we give
if it's a totally needless project, then you're somehow abdicating your responsibility under the orderly development of energy
infrastructure. Efficient use of the resources, the language in the siting code that gets to that very topic. And I agree, which is why I guess
I think it should be a part of the process. Yeah. But it seems to me that somewhere back we were told, no, you can't, need isn't.
Counsel for the applicant has reminded me a couple times that need shouldn't be considered.
Well,
but she's raised the same thing, that there's a Supreme Court case. I forget the exact case, but I'm also cognizant of what you're saying, Commissioner Clark, is that seems like the statutory scheme that you need to apply needs to consider it to some extent.
Yeah. If you're allowing needless facilities to be put into use in the state, then you're not
doing your job.
You're not doing your job planning for the orderly and efficient development of anyway.
How
do you determine?
Maybe
it?
We're so far over something that's already been litigated.
Well, maybe nobody's arguing the need for this project, I guess. Although, I suppose the Trues could or something.
I understand
some competitor.
The certificate of need process is different in the context of a regulated utility, where you're talking about really ratepayer impacts, and which ties back to rate making authority. But this is different. I don't know why you wouldn't be allowed to consider need in the context of sound environmental stewardship.
It would be interesting, however, if somebody did come and argue the need against the need. And no one's done that, even in this situation.
It'd be hard to in the oil patch.
Yeah,
right now,
right now it'd be. It wouldn't be very popular.
Well, but that one during the hearing
in electric.
The one witness pressed it, and we pressed back and said, "Listen, people are getting killed in this road. Build a pipeline."
Well, how do you? When's our next meeting? Next week.
Week from
Wednesday.
Wednesday, I believe.
December 7th, right?
Sounds right.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, maybe, to me an update doesn't need to be a full work session.
I would agree.
What if we just add this to admin for our next meeting, and you can tell us what you found out to this point, and it should be enough.
Unless it happens real fast and you can get order in,
Looks to me like on the mapping.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the sections that the pieces that haven't been surveyed are in blue.
Oh.
So we can page through it.
Oh, okay.
You can see them.
And you're referring to the interim application.
The interim report on class two
interim
and three.
Report.
Okay.
Cultural resources.
Yeah.
But just so I'm clear, Brad, is it because they haven't been allowed to go out there, or is it because they just haven't had the time to go out there, or is it a combination? Is there a broad brush that you can cover all of them with, or is each one different? Because I'm not quite sure I understand why they haven't done it.
Well, I can only point to what they say in here.
But I guess that's part of the update for next week. But
have not 8.25 miles, which is the entire list. Oh, excuse me. There's 8.75 miles on the table, and then they refer to 8.25 miles that haven't been surveyed because due to lack of landowner permission or routing concerns. So there's another half a mile somewhere that.
But is that one landowner or is that 10 landowners? Don't know.
I would say it could be
like
20 landowners depending on how it's all divided up, but I would guess it's.
It's certainly not one.
It's not
I
one.
Guess, yeah.
Routing concerns is a vague term, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so they couldn't go through that route. It looks like they got to go quite a ways to one direction or the other.
I mean, routing concerns could be anything from we can't get onto the landowner's land to
right.
We found Crazy Horse's gravesite.
Gosh.
That's funny.
There's at least four maps in between some of the blue sections.
It's not contiguous.
It's not contiguous, and then there's two or three together again, and then then it goes for a while again.
Oh.
There's a couple here that are close but not contiguous, about a mile apart, but they're not contiguous. Some more split, separated there. There's one out here by itself. So they're spread out.
Okay. Well, do we have enough direction for today?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Get it on the agenda for next week.
Okay.
It'll either be an ordered, nice and clean with everything in, or it'll be a discussion on admin.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thanks.
We'll close the work session.